92.5.
Driving the Gold Coast home. The Rush Hour with Luke Bradnam and Margot Parker.
It's great to be here wherever I am. I always love it when I'm here. But I've never been here before. It's great to be back. I've been on the road doing comedy now for 10 years, so bear with me while I plaster on a fake smile and plow through this one more time.
Luke Bradnam and Margot Parker, and I can't wait to talk to this this girl on the phone because, Margot, first of all, you say she owes you $10. And second, I can't wait to find out her honest appraisal of a Kate Miller Heidke's winning version of, like, she's going to represent Australia at the at Eurovision.
Yeah, so last night we saw Australia Decides, Luke, and Kate Miller Heidke took out the gong. But we have Amy from Shepherd here joining us today, who took out third place. And we think we're robbed.
You were robbed. Absolutely robbed, Amy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What was it like? But first of all, everyone's saying that we should host it here on the Gold Coast every year now that it was just such a really great event, like finding our Australian representative. Was it a good event to be a part of, despite the fact that you didn't win?
Yeah, we had the best time, honestly. It was such a great experience. I'm just a little bit sad that it's all over and I don't get to, continue the Eurovision dream.
Are you coming down, Amy, are you?
Yeah, look, I woke up in my bed and I was like, what am I going to do today? I looked around at my apartment and it is a mess.
Is it really?
Glitter and sequins everywhere. So I've just come crashing down to reality today.
You got the glitter and sequins and stuff like that. Matt, our producer, hasn't been at your place, has he? I'm just checking. Honestly, your song was a typical Shepherd, really upbeat, poppy song. It was fantastic.
Catchy.
I've just heard the Kate Miller Heidke song, and I know you probably don't want to rag on it, but honestly, from the little snippet I've just heard, and we can play a little bit for our audience right now, I'm gobsmacked that this song won. We'll just have a little listen here. Listen to this bit here. What's going on there, Amy? Your song was heaps better than this.
Oh, no, she was honestly incredible. If you saw that live, like, everybody was just, like, had goosebumps, and that woman can sing. So
she's
honestly
got some pipes,
Kate
on her.
Is going to, yeah, Kate's going to do a really great job at representing Australia. And she's really quirky and fun. So, I think she's perfect for Eurovision.
Do you think that's what it was, Amy, the quirk factor? Because Eurovision over the years, we've seen some pretty wild performances, pretty wild staging concepts.
Yeah.
And I feel like she fit the bill, you know?
Yeah, totally. She suits it, and she's gonna. I reckon she's gonna do really well.
Do you feel jibbed, even though your song's better?
You were ripped off. You've been ripped off.
No, look, we're really confident in the song. We really think that the song has a lot of potential to go far. So we're just really interested to see what's going to happen next, because the song's been added like in a lot of places, and we're excited for that now.
Hey, well, good on you. You did it. You did everyone proud. You were absolutely robbed as far as I was concerned, but you know, and we want to get you back on also because you've caused a great initiative on social media. We need to talk to you about that another day.
Yeah, Luke hears me banging on about it here in the studios, and I talked about it on air last, you know, like, it's just a shame. Your initiative is great.
What is it, Margo?
It's hashtag kiss my fat ass, and it's about highlighting real everyday bodies, but it's such a shame that we have to highlight our flaws to be able to embrace our bodies, is what I was saying, Amy, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to go around just only uploading photos where I have cellulite, because that's not what I don't always look like I have cellulite. It just depends on how I'm standing and the sun, and I just, my main focus is not having to hide and feel embarrassed about cellulite or body rolls. I just want to be me, and I want people to feel the same way they feel comfortable in being themselves.
Because Luke's perception of beauty is quite skewed, because he follows all these really hot, skinny, filtered, beautiful, gorgeous swimsuit models on his Instagram.
No, Luke.
Hey, I do so.
Look, that's fine if, you know, that's what you're into, but I just want people to have a perspective of what real bodies look like, you know, like no face tune, no good light. I mean,
no filters,
good lighting,
no airbrushing.
No,
they're all fake.
Like, just
you know what
me,
I say,
you know?
On this? In the words of Kate Miller Heidke, I to this particular topic, I say, woo!
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast with Luke Bradnam and Margo Parker.
And I'm just looking at the Daily Mail website here, Margo, and it's all full of Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, Jennifer Aniston's birthday. And honestly, if you're looking at a photo of Jennifer Aniston, like, I know she's celebrating a birthday, and it's obviously a big one, a milestone birthday. Honestly, from the look of her, would say that she was having her 30th.
She's not aged in like 20 years.
I had to double read it because she's just turned 50.
She hasn't even changed her hair in 20 years, Luke.
Do you reckon she's like looks 20 years younger than what she is?
Yeah, because she looks exactly the same as when she was on Friends, when she was like 20 or 30.
Like, she is, she looks, honestly, I think she looks 35.
Yeah, she's hot.
And she's
banging.
She's just turned 50, but the big news is not that she looks so young. The big news is that her ex-husband turned up. Brad Pitt turns up to her 50th wedding, which I actually reckon that's pretty cool.
50th birthday.
Yeah, like, because I'm separated from my wife, and we're still, you know, good friends.
Yeah, well, you co-parent.
Which is what you'd hope for. Like, I think if you've spent that amount of time with someone, you hope you can be friends.
No, I'm the opposite.
Are you?
I'm cut and run. Yeah. See ya.
But you've never gone through a marriage separation.
No, but boyfriends, I don't still be friends with them. If I see them, I ignore them.
Do
you? Like, I'm not friends with them on social media. I don't follow them.
Oh,
they probably follow me.
Oh, I think, get off it. I bet you stalk. You'd stalk them.
Well, I actually ran into an ex at an event, a work function that we did, and it was kind of awkward, like, because I was, like, pretending like I didn't see him, and he, like, come over, "It's Marco, hey, it's me." And I was like, "Oh, hell yeah, I saw you. I was trying to avoid you, but anyway, here
we
are."
Did you say that to him?
No, that's what I was thinking in my head. Right. And he's like, "Oh, you're doing so well. I see you on social media, and you're doing radio, and you married Corey, and blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, that's nice. What are you doing here?" And he says, "Oh, I built the place." And I was like, "Oh, so you're doing really well too." I went home and Googled him. He made like $60 million last
Did he
year.
Really?
Yeah, he's got some massive shop fitting company in Sydney. I was like, I lucked out there. If only I knew what I knew now when I was 17.
Don't you hope that, like,
I mean, I love you, Corey.
Once you separate, that life goes horribly wrong for the people that you know.
You hope so.
I mean, that's awful. Like, that's awful.
You always want to be the one that turns out better.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you don't want to be the thing that, you know, it turned out, Margo, if he came up to you and he goes, "Margo, I've got to tell you know, at the time when we separated, it was really tough.
It was the worst time of my life.
It was really the worst time of my life. But honestly, now that you've left me, I've got to thank you, because it turns out you were the albatross that were holding me back. Well, and I've gone and built a $60 million company now that I don't have you.
He went on to marry a Brazilian supermodel too.
I've married a supermodel. I've made $60 million. You don't want to hear that.
He's living in Mossman in Sydney.
Yeah, like, you don't want to hear, "Oh yeah, I've got a mansion in Mossman. I've got a massive building company. I've got a supermodel wife." You want to just go, "Oh, so what trailer park are you in?" You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I holiday at the Caribbean Park at Southport. I bought a house in Cornubia because I couldn't afford to live in Mount Cotton.
Margot's living in Cornubia. She's holidaying at Caravan Park, and he's one of these guys now where he uses seasons as a verb. So he's like, "I winter in Aspen."
Oh, no, he actually does.
Does he? Like, you know that someone's rich. You know someone's rich when they use a season as a verb.
I didn't follow him on Instagram, but I do now.
I autumn in the south of France, and I always summer in the Bahamas. He's that guy.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Yeah, and you go, "Yeah, well, Corey laid turf in the backyard yesterday."
He built a fire pit.
But anyway, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt, they've apparently patched things up. And I worked out that was like
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't like it.
I like it.
Because she couldn't get what she wanted all those years ago, and now she wants it.
Yeah.
Because he's single and he's available and all that sort of stuff. I liked him. I'm team Jolie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm team no resentment. That's what team I am. So you just go, "All right, look, it didn't work out between the two of us, but we can still be friends." And that's what they're doing.
I'm bitter and angry and resentful for them.
I've had such a good role model in this. Like, my folks separated, Margo, when as soon as Ashley and I finished high school, literally Boxing Day one day, we come home from school, we just finished school. It's Boxing Day, and Mum goes, "Oh, Dad's left." And we go, "Oh, yeah. Well, we thought he went away for the weekend or something." Yeah. He goes, "No, he's left. He's not coming back. He's gone." Didn't hear from him for 6 months. Mum goes through a bloody
Really?
Mum goes through an absolute
meltdown.
A breakdown.
Nervous breakdown.
Absolute breakdown.
Devastating.
And then, but since then, they've both gone on and remarried.
Yep.
Both incredibly happy.
Yep.
Both repartnered with, like, champion people that have made our family so much better.
Who's winning, though?
They are. They're both winning.
They're both winning
because they're both happier. Okay. And not only that, they're both great mates, mm. and they talk pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And they're better friends now than what they were married. So I guess the secret here, this is if we get a message out of this, if you really want a great friendship with your spouse,
it's hard though.
No, if you want a great friendship, this is what I've learned from my parents.
Okay.
Divorce them. Oh. That's the secret.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast with Luke Bradnam and Marco Parker.
Well, you would have heard Ray this morning with Bridge and Spider. Sounds like a really top bloke as far as I can tell. I get the sense over the radio that Ray's just a really nice guy, Margo. He's 49 years of age. He's been single for a couple of years when his marriage broke down. And I know you have been putting in a lot of work to try and find Ray, Mrs. Wright.
I have. I've been trawling through the females that have registered at our Gold FM website, and I think I've found the one. Luke?
Yep. Hey, Ray, have you got much faith in Margot's matchmaking abilities, mate?
Hi, Luke. Hi, Margot. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, why not?
I suspect an accent there. Is there a little South African accent there, Ray, maybe?
Yeah, I'm a Zimbabwe.
Okay. A cultured man.
Yeah, good on you. Margo reckons you're a pretty good sort too, mate, just quickly, just quietly.
Well, from what I can see, he wants a woman who has old-fashioned values, honesty, integrity, and he loves a wicked sense of humour and someone who's up for adventure. So I took all of those things into account, Ray. I know you like the sunset. I know you're into dogs, and I know you like a night in with an action movie. So I feel with all of those preferences and qualities that you're looking for, I think I've found you the one, and not the one for right now, the one forever.
Mrs. Forever.
Wow, that's a pretty big call.
How does that sound?
Sounds awesome.
Well, mate.
How long is it taking you to try and find someone? What's the process in putting yourself out there and finding love later on in life?
Yeah, look, it's pretty tough out there, I got to say. Tried the online dating sites and gave that up. Found that was pretty hard going, and I don't know. Obviously, I haven't been successful, so I don't really have the secret formula. But like you said, you just got to put yourself out there. So,
well, Ray, I have the secret formula, and you have the secret formula in me. I have found you a lovely lady. She loves the sunset too. She loves dogs. She likes a night in and out. She loves an action movie. And you know what I found? She wants someone with old-fashioned values just like you, Ray. And I want you to meet her now. Her name is Jackie.
Okay, fantastic.
Hi. Hey, Jackie.
Hi, Ray. Hello.
Hi, Jackie. How are you going?
We're just going to give you a minute to have a chat and get to know each other.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
Just 1 minute.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. This is our favourite bit because it gets awkwardly uncomfortable. But you guys go for it.
Hey, Jackie. So well done for putting yourself out there and taking a chance. And I hope I don't disappoint.
Oh, hopefully not. I'm sure we'll have a good night. I'm sure it should be very interesting.
Jackie, what are you looking
at? Oh, Margo, don't jump in on this. It's cold. I mean, it's like, Margo, I know you're new to radio, but when you get gold like this, you just let it play out. I mean, you don't jump in and save. I mean, it's like eavesdropping on the couple that are having a fight at the table next door when you're at a restaurant. You know, you can see the awkwardness. You can feel it. It's everyone in their car is cringing at the moment, and you jump in and save them. What are you doing?
Thank you, Margo.
I want this to work.
Yeah, but, you know, we want ratings.
Okay.
I mean, I know. Well, we're trying to find you guys love, but at the end of the day, we want to be the number one radio show, not just on the Gold Coast, but in Australia. And you're not helping things, Margo, quite frankly. Oh, fair dinkum.
Just so long as Margo's not at the table, not at the dinner table with us,
I'll be there. Don't you worry.
Yeah. She won't let you get a word in. I've had toenails pulled off my foot that has been less excruciating than listening to you two make small talk.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast with Luke Bradnam and Margo Parker.